Shalom Chaverim. My friends, a prophesied invasion of restored Israel in the latter days has been the absorbing subject arresting our attention in preceding messages in this particular series, and we have gained our prophetic light from the illuminating chapters of the sacred scriptures of Yechezkiel, that is, the prophet Ezekiel. This great prophet of Israel provided us with 13 names of nations or places involved in this predicted drama, and we have been fishing in the 10th chapter of Bereshit, that is, Genesis, in our effort to clothe these ancient nations with their modern names. The fish we pulled out of that pristine pool proved highly interesting specimens. Gog, Magog, Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal all appeared to be branded with a hammer and sickle, whilst Gog's partisans, Paras, Cush, Put, Gomer, and Togarmah, were presented as a regular Mohammedan, pan-Islamic, Arabic confederacy, which included satellite Germany. These, by the way, were not our dogmatisms, merely our deductions. There remain to us yet three more fish in that illuminating lake. In the Hebrew, they are known as Shiva, Dedan, and Tarshish. In your English, you pronounce them Sheba and Dedan and Tarshish. Now, Sheba and Dedan are named in the scriptures as the sons of Ra'amah, grandsons of Cush, the son of Ham. The descendants of Ham are likely to be those who settled in the countries south of Edom, near the Red Sea. It is interesting to note that the names Sheba and Dedan were also names bestowed upon two children of Abraham by his other wife Keturah. Where these names apply to peoples and not to individuals, we find them described as merchant peoples whose merchandise includes incense and wearing apparel. I am of the opinion that northern and southern Arabia will most likely discover these ethnic groups. Now, what of the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof? To what nation or nations, as they exist today, can we attach this ancient designation of Tarshish? It would be very gratifying if we could hazard a satisfactory deduction as to the possible identity of Tarshish, because Tarshish appears to lead in a role different from that of Gog and his hordes. As we have seen in previous messages, Tarshish leads the way in what is either the launching of a protest against Gog or the initiating of a parley with him. Be it protest or parley, it would be most interesting to attempt an identification, and I think I can suggest a method which will appeal to you. Let us together draw out of the fabric of the scriptures each single characteristic thread descriptive of ancient Tarshish, and from those single threads let us weave a Tarshish garment. Then, when our Tarshish garment is complete, let us see if it will fit any national entities of this present day. Are you ready to join me in this fascinating experiment? Good. Observe, then, that there are some 28 places in the Holy Scriptures where the word Tarshish occurs. These are the threads from which we will hope to weave our Tarshish garment. No less than 9 of these threads display the blue-green splendor of the oceans, as they all refer to the ships and the navy of Tarshish. So then, here is a start. Since ancient Tarshish was a maritime nation, our garment must fit a maritime nation today. The activities of Tarshish, as well as the express declarations of Ezekiel, disclose that Tarshish is a merchant nation. Thus we have merchant threads to weave into our maritime threads. Again, Ezekiel's phrase in chapter 38 and verse 13, "The merchants of Tarshish and all the young lions thereof," is a very interesting thread of evidence, because it reveals that Tarshish is a manifold nation, not a single nation, but a group of nations. Observe, however, that the young lions are thereof. What nation today, do you suppose, could be depicted as an old lion standing with her offspring around her? The offspring are young lions, mark you, not cubs. Cubs are dependent upon their mother. Young lions are independent entities. That was rather an interesting thread we drew out, wasn't it? And here are others. For we find that this maritime, merchant, manifold nation is also a mineral nation. Examine this thread in Ezekiel chapter 27 and verse 12. Tarshish was thy merchant, by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches, with silver, iron, tin, and lead. They traded in thy fairs. Our threads are beginning to weave quite a distinctive garment. Do you not think so? And here is still another highly colourful and informative thread. Listen carefully. Those same ships of Tarshish carried ivory, apes, and peacocks. And in my Hebrew Bible, those words translated ivory, apes, and peacocks are not Hebrew words at all, but belong to the Tamil dialect, one of the Dravidian languages of India. Tarshish, then, has had contact with India. Threads drawn from the book of Jonah and Second Chronicles disclose that to get to Tarshish from the Promised Land in those days, it was necessary to take a ship. Of course, a ship was a good means of conveyance to Tarsus in Spain, but a ship would be a necessary conveyance in those days if Tarshish were completely surrounded by water. Now, I do not say that it was so. I am merely examining threads to weave a characteristic garment. That's all I'm doing. However, it does remind me that there exists a land completely surrounded by water, and once known as the Britannic Islands, from whence came the name Britannia, and finally Britain. By the way, Britannic Islands means tin islands, and the tin mines of Cornwall are rather famous, aren't they? How remarkable. We do not seem to have carried our Tarshish garment around, looking for a possible fit. It rather seems that as we held the garment in our hands, it filled out with ethnic groups before our very eyes. Surely, the maritime, merchant, mineral, manifold, Tarshish garment was leonine in shape. Did it fit an old British lion? Was it also large enough to fit the young lions thereof, the now independent nations, once reared in the old lion's lair? USA, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, possibly India, and perhaps others. Rather a fascinating garment we've made. Just to finish it off, there are a few threads that relate to individuals, to men bearing the personal name Tarshish. These nomenclatural threads are equally revealing, because they disclose that the origin of the Tarshish peoples is Japhetic. Yet another thread found in Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 19 expressly states that Tarshish is a Gentile nation. These important threads are sufficient to choke the wild, unscriptural, unhistorical, anti-Semitic and fantastic British Israel theories. For Israel is Shemitic, not Japhetic. Well, my friends, our scripture threads have woven an interesting garment, and if our method of manufacture has been reasonable and valid, then we can understand why, whether in parley or in protest, Britain, USA, and our allies should ask of Gog, art thou come to take a spoil, if Russia, satellite Germany, and the Arabic Confederacy launch the latter-day invasion of Israel and touch off a drama in which Gog is not the principal actor, but God himself. Yivarekar Adonai v'yishmerecha, Yair Adonai p'nove lecha v'hunecha, Yisar Adonai p'nove lecha, v'yasem lecha, shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.